Hello and welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's episode. This is episode 332 of the podcast. So we are a third of our way to 1,000, which is kind of exciting. I don't know if that's the end goal is 1,000, but a third of our way there is pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to getting to say episode 1,000. But anyway, we're at episode 332. Next week will be 333, which will be a really kind of nice episode. It's a nice round number. So I'm excited about having the consecutive nature of the 333. I think that'll be a cool little numerical kind of thing to play with. But anyway, I'm digressing into next week's numerology exercise. This week, I wanted to talk about a couple of different little aspects of photography that I think are interesting in a lot of ways for how we approach our work and how we think about our work and how we mark the completion of our work. And one of those is, how do we define success? How do we define being successful as a photographer? Is it in a completion of an image? Is it the making of a print? Is it the successful editing of a print? Is it a numbers game? Are you successful if you've gotten 1,000 images taken or 10,000 images taken, or you've made a book with 500 images? What marks success? And then at the same time, which I said, we'll return back to that a little bit, but at the same time is the idea that maybe doing nothing with our work actually hallmarks success and defines success. So that's kind of the nutshell by which we're going to talk about today in the podcast, is this idea of what really defines that notion of success. I think for me, one of the biggest challenges with success is that it's somewhat of a squishy ball, and that a lot of what defines success is actually from an external locus of control. It's from an external stimulus. It is defined by what I believe needs to happen for me to be successful as a photographer. I need to create certain images. I need to create a certain number of images. I need to sell a certain number of images. I need to have a certain number of likes on an image. I need to create a certain number of images every year. I need to publish. I need to be shown. Whatever those little elements are that I listen to that are outside my own creative process that define the success of me as a photographer. I'm successful because I had the gallery show. I'm successful because I published my photograph. And it becomes easy to listen to that voice and that barometer as the mark of success, as the thing that says, in my photography, I'm a good photographer. I'm a successful photographer because I have achieved X number of things on a to-do list. As if photography and the experience of photography is nothing but a series of check marks on a list of accomplishments. And for anybody who's listened to the podcast for very long or has taken a course from me or has known me as a photographer knows that I don't necessarily think of photography that way. I think of photography as much more experiential and much more awareness driven. It's a way for help to help us understand and contextualize the world we operate in. And that success in the photography world for me is not driven by those components. I would like to say that it's not always influenced, because it is. I'm like everybody else. I mark success by how well my photographs are received. But when I kind of break down the nuts and bolts of what I, at my core, I want success to be, and the measure I want that one checkbox to be about, is do I gain a deeper insight into my understanding of the world in which I exist in through my photography? Do I gain empathy? Do I gain understanding? Do I gain awareness through my camera lens of the world around me? How do I connect to that? How do I immerse myself into that space? And how do I operate in that space in a meaningful way? And so one of the challenges that I've been grappling with is this notion of recontextualizing success, rethinking about success as a notion of emptiness and nothingness. And so I'm successful when I'm doing nothing, not when I'm learning about new Photoshop skills, which I will never use, not when I'm learning Lightroom techniques that I will never use, other than for the sake of saying, I now know how to do something in Lightroom, or I'm out photographing something that I really don't have any connection or passion or awareness of why I'm doing the photography, other than I believe these are the things I'm supposed to be photographing because these are the things that for some reason I have decided are important from a successful standpoint of my photography. I believe these are images I could sell. These are things that I could sell. But when I sit in the space of emptiness and what I call the do nothing, and I think back to the sense of the movie Office Space, the classic movie from Mike Judge, in which the main character's goal is to quit his job and to do nothing. And when he finally has a day where he does nothing, it was everything that he hoped it could be. And I think for a lot of us, if we could get to that emptiness space, that sense of nothing, we find what truly matters to us. And what we find is an ability to stay present, an ability to stay focused, ability to understand what is truly at the core essence of our photography. By making the work about something, we easily get distracted by all the things that it could be. But we have to make space. We have to create a void for us to get the awareness of what truly matters. And I think the challenge for that is we are culturally driven to be successful by being busy, by doing things all the time. Were you successful today? Yes, I was. I accomplished 35 things on my to-do list. Well, how are you today? Well, I only got 2 things done on my to-do list. Oh, well, then I was more successful than you with my 35. We believe that there is this sense of accomplishment by just checking things off the list. And yet we all know that that truly is not the mark of accomplishment or success or quality, is not the number of things you do, but yet how well you do them, how well you're positioned to understand them, to believe in them, to process them, to learn from them, to embrace them, all of those elements that come from a new understanding of what we've accomplished through the camera, what we've seen through the camera lens, how we've identified new things through the camera lens or through the print. It's the willingness to let there be nothing with no expectation, with no sense of accomplishment, with no definition of whether or not this is success, to allow the learning of what is it within the image, what is it within my photography, what is within my creative practice that's allowing me to express and understand and grow as a person and as a community through the sharing of that work. I think it becomes really easy to say that doing nothing, sitting in front of your camera and looking at the world and not clicking until you're really moved and inspired to make the click, or sitting in front of a print. I have prints on the wall on my viewing wall right now that have been up there for weeks because it takes time for me to understand what is it about those images that I'm trying to say through them. I'm trying to process through them. Do I need to edit them differently? Should they be contextualized differently? Should they be grouped with other photographs differently? It's not a matter of, can I create 10 images of the Southwest desert for a body of work, or 20 images? Or should I change the color palette of these 3 images so they're reflective of a different mood state? But yet sitting with the emptiness that comes from time and from space and a lack of expectation is allowing those photographs to develop their own sense ability of how they should exist in the world and how I see them and how they inform me to go out and create new work or to edit new work. And that comes from the willingness to let there be the emptiness required of doing nothing. If I were back in my successful state of mind, completing the print is one step. You know, cultivating the print, curating in the print, curing the print, signing the print, framing the print, hanging the print, marking it for sale, those become factors of successful to-do list creation. But have they really given me the insight I'm looking for my work? And while I do think there is a point in our creative process where the to-do list of completion is important, for a lot of us, I think we substitute the belief that as long as we're busy and as long as we're doing things, we're being successful in our practice. And I think a lot of us could benefit from taking a step back and sitting quietly. And again, like in Office Space, doing nothing for the day with your photography, but being present with your photography. You might find that there's a lot more to your own craft, your own experience, your own awe of how you're existing in the world that you hadn't even recognized before, because you've removed a series of tasks that hide meaning and are allowing the meaning to come back forward through your work. So I think there's an interesting opportunity for you to sit and do nothing with your photography and yet be more successful. Now, that sit and do nothing doesn't mean you're not making work, or it might mean you're not making work. But again, it's getting out of that belief of what defines success as a completion. And what you might find is that you're a lot happier with your photography and you're a lot happier with your creative practice when you allow the sense of nothing and holding the sense of nothing as a focal point for your work, and how that changes your approach to your work and how you think about your work and how you share your work. You might find that just that subtle recontextualization makes a huge difference. So I wish you the best of luck this week in doing nothing, accomplishing nothing, relaxing with nothing, and seeing how that develops in your creative process. I know for me, just a little bit of space sometimes can make a huge difference and make a gargantuan leap forward in what ultimately comes out of the work. But again, it's carving out that time to relax and again, giving myself the freedom to not feel guilty about not being successful by completing the to-do list, being successful by not doing the list. So good luck with that. I know it's a challenge. And for some of you, you'll probably go crazy if you attempt to do it this week, but I know you can do it if you stick with it. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's podcast. Again, I've got some more new workshops that are up. I've got a Vision to Print in-person workshop up on the website now you can register for if you have questions about it. I also have a August 14th will be a printing, 3-hour printing workshop. So for about 25 people, a real limited scope online for that one, not in person, but online. We can get lots of hands-on questions answered and talk about printing there. So go ahead and check up both those up on my website at danieljgregory.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.